Now look, he said, I have an answer for my enemy. My mouth is large. Word in, word out. And it's not that you're investigating and studying and looking up. I believe in all those things. It's that you're just feeding your heart. Just feeding it. Just read it. Read a chapter. And I'm not reading a chapter to say, I read a chapter today, or I read 1 Thessalonians this week. Somebody didn't know it's only 5 chapters would be real impressed. It's not that you're reading because we're taking score here, checking you off. It's everything I read has life. And the life of what I've been reading this year has increased my health. And that would work for you. See, because what you have on the inside becomes large in your mouth. It becomes large in your mouth. I love this. My heart rejoices in the Lord. The Lord has made me strong. Now, you see now, N-O-W, now? Now, right now. When?
Now.
Now. I have the answer for the enemy. I've got the answer. I rejoice because you rescued me. King James says salvation. No one is holy like the Lord. There's no one beside you. There's no rock like our God. Now, look at Luke 21. Jesus said, I will give you a mouth. Did you know your mouth is critical to your faith? Faith is what you believe and say. I will give you a mouth and wisdom, listen, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Now, we don't ever use the word gainsay. Nobody knows what that is. Because no matter what you say, you can't gain any ground with me. I know where I stand. I know what I believe. I know what's working in me. You say anything you want to, you're not going to gain anything with me. You know, we use the expression flat-footed. I have a hint for you. Flat-footed is a very bad thing. It's come in recent years to mean that you're steadfast and stable. In its origin, it was a baseball term, and the man that was flat-footed was not ready for the next play. He's supposed to be on his toes. Did you know that? Well, that's the truth. Now look, which all your adversaries should not that it matters, because today flat-footed means you're stable, and it's used all the time to be stable, but that's not where it began. Which all your enemies, another, I have some wisdom, I have some words in my mouth, which the adversary, sickness is an adversary, shall not be able to gainsay. Now look at the Phillips. I'll give you such eloquence and wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to resist or contradict it. Doesn't matter what you say, they will not be able to stand up to the wisdom of God that you've planted from your reading in the Word. You have wisdom, your mind is settled, your heart is full. In other words, the Word of God is alive, it's fire. It's fire in your bones, it's water. And you've been washed in that water and set aflame with that fire. It says the Spirit of God, you'll be baptized with the Spirit and fire. If you walk with the Holy Ghost, you are supposed to have moments when you are on fire. That's the truth. And that's what happened to me the other day in 1 Samuel. It's like, the message is I'll give you words and wisdom that will reduce all your ancestors, all your accusers to stammers and stutters. They won't know what to do with you. When the time comes, I'll give you words to say. Wise words which none of your adversaries will be able to answer or argue against. Gainsay. They can't do a thing with you because you have the fire of God in your belly, in your spirit. You have God's fire. You've read and it's impacted your life. It's changed your thinking. It's changed your heart. It's begun to work even in your physical health. And they just can't say anything. They don't know what to say. Now in Acts, there's another verse that uses that same word, but translates it differently. Let me see, Acts chapter 4, I believe it would be. And your King James, and you will see this. This is exactly what Paul said. I know in whom I have believed. I know. And I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day. So I know whom I believed. In other words, you can't stand against me if you want. Say what you want. But I have words that you cannot gainsay. You cannot successfully come against because I know in whom I have believed. But it comes by reading.